welcome to another broadcast of Celebrating Truth with Dr. E. Fay Williams, Esquire, on the Artist First Radio Network. Dr. Williams currently serves as National Chair of the National Congress of Black Women and President of Natural Health Options. All past shows can be downloaded free on demand. Visit the archives for Dr. Williams and Celebrating Truth at artistfirst.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Williams.
Thank you, Tony, and good evening. Welcome to Celebrating Truth. We're always happy to be with you on the Monday afternoon. This program is brought to you by the National Congress of Black Women. And we invite all of our listeners to join us as members. Just go to our website at www.nationalcongressbw.org. That's nationalcongressbw.org. Or give us a call at 202-678-6788. We also want to thank our producer, Ms. Clem Clark, who is out in San Francisco, California. She always finds such great guests for us, and sometimes she even honors us by coming on as a co-host with me. We always have a great time and a lot to talk about when she's on. Again, we are delighted to bring Celebrating Truth to you every week. You get a lot of information from our program, including greetings from First Lady Michelle Obama, who I happened to have seen this past Wednesday night. And since it was my birthday, got a big hug from her and from the president himself. If you'd like to join the great things that we do in our community across the country, let us know by calling 202-678-6788. You see, when you think about people who are doing things in the community, we want you to think, that's the National Congress of Black Women, and know that we're there to help black women and their families with all the many challenges they're facing in our community. And when you visit Washington, D.C., we want you to stop by the Capitol Visitors Center and see the wonderful statue of Sojourner Truth, the first African-American woman to have a memorial in the U.S. Capitol, and we, the women of National Congress of Black Women, were responsible for getting it there. Our wonderful First Lady came and unveiled it for us, and it's there for all the world to see. As you know, Sojourner Truth is the woman who helped all women gain the right to vote. Yes, I said not just black women, but all women. She helped us all gain the right to vote. So we also want you to let us know if you have a story that you'd like to have told. We like to celebrate truth about our people, so just give us a call on 202-678-6788. Also, if you'd like to donate to our many worthy causes, just go to our website again at nationalcongressbw.org. Right now, we're in the middle of purchasing a home for the National Congress of Black Women here in Washington, D.C., and we're asking for those who want to give us a little help to go to our website and donate to that cause. We have several wonderful guests today, but our first guest is Dr. Teresita Dean, a native of the Bahamas. She's a cross-disciplinary dental practitioner, a naturopath, as well as a craniomandibular orthopedic practitioner. Wow, I didn't know if I was going to be able to get that out. Did I do it right, Dr. Dean?
You did wonderful.
Well, good evening and welcome to Celebrating Truth.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Okay. We know that you are active in providing leading-edge technology to your patients with the dynamic natural system of healing and oral care at the Wellness Center, which is significant. That's a significant landmark known as the Red Cross House. Tell us a little bit about the Red Cross House.
Well, the Red Cross House served the community for many years, and particularly when San Francisco had their earthquake. This is the sort of the center that everyone came to for healing. Previous to that, actually some nuns actually participated here at the Red Cross Center and served the community. Very much humanitarian needs, which I'm continuing on that road to provide humanitarian care services. So this building actually has a lot of healing history within itself.
Now, I understand you're concerned with the whole body. You know, we don't often hear this from a dentist, but you're concerned with the whole body, the mind, and the spirit to foster a healthy foundation upon which to build your life. Tell us a little bit about that philosophy as it relates to dentistry.
Well, one of the key things is whole body health encompasses both the brain, the lower extremity, that being the abdomen, and the mouth. The mouth is the window to health, and all organ systems actually connect to the spine. There are actually centers in the brain that actually manifest itself right in the tongue and the mouth, such as membranes that correlate with hormones, with sleep, with being able to breathe properly. So we look at respiration, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But the whole body health encompasses endocrinology, which is hormones, osteopathy, where I do cranial treatment, and this is where I access the brain through manual therapy in order to stimulate healing. And this is where I work with a lot of my patients that deals with headaches, insomnia, hormonal dysregulation, difficulty with chewing because of the TMJ. And so here I am with my skills being able to connect the brain to the mouth, to the rest of the health.
Now while we're on connecting to the brain, I often hear people say, well, I had an implant. But then I hear others say, oh, I don't want that. That's got to have something to do with disturbing your brain or disturbing something in your body. Tell us just a little bit about implants, and do you do those? Are they safe?
Yes, and it all depends on the individual. Implants are not for everyone. Many times, anything that you actually place on the human body, whether it's an implant in the mouth or an implant in the hip, you're actually creating a fulcrum that can create scar tissue. Scar tissue interferes with the central nervous system and particularly the autonomic nervous system. And so many times there may be rejection possibilities because of the integration of a foreign element into the mouth. All teeth actually connect to an organ system. For instance, your upper front teeth connects to the uterus and the prostate. So when you place any implant or any foreign object into the mouth, it isn't just the placement into the mouth. You're actually now imparting a stimulus that can affect the organ that that's attached to. I'm going to use a term called the somatovisceral connection, and that means it's a connection from the mouth to the soma of the spine to an organ system. So the mouth's very powerful, and that's why we use the mouth to impart health or to cause disease. And so that's why I'm very careful in who I recommend to have an implant.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of background did it take to practice whole body health dentistry?
Well, I've had very specialized training in doing osteopathy, particularly cranial therapy, doing naturopathic medicine, and doing general dentistry. Cranial therapy is very powerful because with that tool, it allows me to tap into the autonomic nervous system in the brain. Yeah, I'm dealing with the brain stem, and then I'm able to use my hands, and the hands connect very deep to the soma of the spine. In other words, again, I'm dealing with the organ system from the neck all the way down to the lower extremity. The brain is electric. The heart is electric. Everything on the body is electric, and we all know that our creator is electric. And so as you lay on hands, you're now empowering the body to neurologically heal. And that's why I use cranial therapy. And so one of my first training was actually in dentistry, but I realized very quickly that dentistry was not going to allow me to access the body the way I wanted to in order to foster healing. So I went on to do additional training.
Well, you know, we have a program in the National Congress of Black Women that's called College for Kids, and we try to teach our young people about all the different kinds of things they can be. So you're saying when we tell them you can be a dentist, we need to tell them more than that, right? Because there's more than one kind of dentistry.
Exactly. That's correct.
Okay. Now, most of us, when we're little girls, we have a whole bunch of things we want to be. Did you know when you were a little girl that you wanted to be a whole body health dentistry?
Actually, I did. I was 11 years of age, and I actually spoke to my father, and I said to him that I wanted to do dentistry. And he actually said to me, what if you don't get into dental school? And I said, what if? I will get into dental school. And so my dad got taken aback by my sort of enthusiasm, and also that I was very much assured that I was going to walk the path that I said I would. And I also was very good with my hands, and I always had an affection for medicine. So my mother actually, like I have other family members that are actually doctors, and they thought I would follow their lead. But I actually knew right away that I wanted to do dentistry, but I knew that there was going to be some aspect of my training that would allow me to work with the whole body. So this now, is definitely from my childhood.
Yeah, you know, most of us change our minds along the way. We learn about a lot of things, and then we, I know even when we go to law school, for instance, you know, we think we're going to be this big-time lawyer who's in court every day, only to learn that actually the lawyers who make a whole lot of money are not in court every day. They're out there settling cases, so
exactly.
They probably should have studied more about negotiating settlements or what have you. But I understand that one of your specialties is diagnosing sleep apnea and snoring. How does sleep apnea, how does snoring connect with dentistry?
Well, sleep actually is interwoven with every facet of your health. It is a bridge between the mouth and the brain. The tongue actually is very powerful because the tongue can actually restrict your airway. So when we look at sleep, particularly in the mouth, and its connection, I always want to make sure that the tongue is not actually causing constriction of the airway. There are times when the tongue can actually cause a collapse of the airway, and someone may manifest snoring but not actually sleep apnea. If the situation progresses to get worse, then we end up seeing apnea, which is where the brain actually stops functioning. And there are different episodes of that at night. So as a dentist, the first line for me is to first understand if this individual is snoring, what can I do to help them with snoring so it doesn't manifest further to become sleep apnea. So we have different oral appliances that I can use to facilitate opening the airway and also to enhance breathing. But I want to share with you how important sleep is. Sleep actually, not only is it important for the mouth and also to help with breathing, but when someone isn't sleeping properly, they're now affecting their job performance, and you know, job performance affects the possibility of accidents. We see car accidents, we see a lot of fatalities because of someone falling asleep at the wheel. Sleep also affects bone health. There's something called cytokines that are actually made while you are asleep. So if someone's experiencing insomnia, they're actually depleting their immunity because there are different factors, these different glycoproteins that are made while you're asleep. And when these things are not brought into being, then we end up seeing a manifestation of other parts of health, like cancer, like obesity. So sleep is very much interwoven to all your physiologic functions. And I think that's what many people don't understand, because they try to lose weight and they don't understand why they're not losing weight. These cytokines also regulate autonomic functions. And for women, that's very important because a lot of women deal with body temperature dysregulation and sweating. And all of that, again, ties in with sleep and autonomic nervous system. So when I look at an individual and I can look at the architecture of the mouth and tell very clearly if they're dealing with an airway restriction problem, I want to look beyond the airway and the mouth. I want to actually look to how can I facilitate health, because again, sleep is tied into your immune system along with, you know, bone density issues and hormones and so forth.
Very interesting. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Teresita Dean from the San Francisco area. She is a dentist, and we would like to say that we're sponsored by the National Congress of Black Women. If you were not with us from the beginning, this is Celebrating Truth, and I'm your host, Faye Williams. Now, back to Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean, as a practitioner of whole-body health dentistry, do you have a book? I know when I go out to speak, people ask me always, oh, don't you have a book? Don't you have a book? Well, it just so happens mine is in the works. I've written several, but I'm just trying to get them redone right now into one good book, and I wonder if you have a book.
Actually, I have a book that's actually being edited right now.
About the same position then.
Yes, we are. Yeah, mm-hmm. The topic actually is going to deal with whole body health and the connection to the brain. And I'm also going to be dealing with spirituality and dentistry, because I have a lot of patients that experience very intense things with their health, such as numbness. I've had a patient recently actually had an aneurysm, and was getting ready to have a second aneurysm. She came into my practice. I did some osteopathic work, and then I prayed for her. Mm-hmm. The power of prayer is just amazing. And then she went through for a test, and now all of her symptoms have been eradicated. So I want to share the importance of health from, again, the dental standpoint, neuromuscular dentistry, sleep, cranial therapy. So, again, an individual can understand that they can actually heal without having to deal with a lot of a cost. I think what's overwhelming society today is that healthcare is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the alternative practice that I have here at the Wellness Center will afford rectification of your health without spending millions of dollars, or I should say thousands of dollars, in order to heal.
Wow, it sounds like I need to fly out to San Francisco and see you.
I'd love to.
A little bit of dental work I need to have done. But one other area in which I'm interested, I have a great interest in nutrition, and I'm wondering if that plays any role in wellness, general wellness, but in dentistry and all. Do you incorporate nutrition into your practice?
Well, nutrition is very much essential to healing. As a naturopath, there's a mantra that I have. It says, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. And Hippocrates used that as his base. And so many times when I deal with healing, I use plant-based herbs and whole foods that I recommend to a lot of my customers, pretty much to reduce inflammation. When we look at the mouth, anytime we see a biofilm or a different coating that's on the tongue, I know that I'm dealing with either acid reflux or I'm dealing with acidity.
Mm-hmm.
Many times when someone gets sick, like cancer, they have a lot of acidosis in their system.
Mm-hmm.
So I use food, particularly live foods, in order to stimulate an alkaline environment. So I make recommendations to a lot of my customers regarding anti-inflammatory foods. I stress the omega-3 fatty acids and also heart-loving foods, again, because the heart is very much intimately connected with the blood. And so when you're looking at pH, you have to look at heart-healing foods, liver-healing foods. And so I stress garlic and almonds and broccoli, basil. I have a special herbal formula that I have put together that I place into the mouth of a lot of my patients. They all use herbal botanical rinses that has root product based. All to gain, stimulate an alkaline environment. So food is extremely important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're having their dental cleaning, we facilitate these different types of herbs in order to help to normalize the blood chemistries. So again, the whole practice is centered around whole body health and how can we precipitate sort of an anti-inflammatory environment. I'll share one more piece with you. Dental plaque actually stimulates a reaction in the liver. There's something called cardioreactive protein. And it's actually, if you got sick and you went into a hospital, they actually take a reading, and they refer to it as a CRP level. All doctors do this. Well, dental plaque can actually cause inflammation in the heart, but it also elevates the CRP in the liver. And so anytime someone has periodontal disease, they actually stimulate inflammation in the liver, and they also stimulate inflammation in the heart. That is how pivotal the mouth is. And so many times I share with the individual that it's not just dealing with a cleaning, a dental cleaning, but they actually have to look at, am I causing an autoimmune problem? Am I facilitating cardiovascular disease? And so inflammation from the mouth is very powerful. And that's why many times if someone does have a heart attack, actually paramedics take nitroglycerin and they put under the tongue because they know within 30 seconds it can accelerate the heart. So anything that you introduce into the mouth has that capability and that amount of power to stimulate the blood chemistry dysregulation.
Now, we've got just a few moments left, and I noticed that you have something that's very dear to my heart. I operate a nonprofit organization, and I understand you founded one called Kids on the Move America.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I love Kids on the Move America. When I came into being, my humanitarian side of me wanted to impart love and also for children to celebrate their dreams. I have a passion for children. I've always did, and I reached a certain point professionally when I really wanted children to understand health and also living, life skills to live. And so Kids on the Move provide a web of support to empower children with skills for them to understand their journey as they journey through life. And I particularly went after children that have a disadvantage because I wanted to allow these children, that's why I have my emblem actually has a torch, because I want them to move from their existing environment to a higher level so that they can soar like a champion. And so we use Kids on the Move program to really stimulate leadership and for them to understand the discipline that it would take to really be successful in life. And so my whole thing is, again, self-esteem, personal development, allowing them to stimulate critical, analytical thinking. And so that's where my passion, because of who I am and the things that I've done, wanted to be able to impact the particularly middle school children. And so that's what sort of led me through that journey to put a program together for the children.
Now, if I've never been to a whole-body health dentist, what would be your most compelling reason to tell me to try that form of dentistry?
Well, I think it's extremely important because dental materials can affect your health very quickly. For instance, a lot of dentists in the years used amalgam fillings, which is a heavy metal, and heavy metals are very toxic to the brain. California actually prohibits the use of these materials now because they have a list of all precancerous materials, and these dental materials are listed. So dealing with a naturopathic dentist or someone of my type who is very conscientious and sensitive to the mouth and the health will want to be with an individual who has more knowledge than just general dentistry because, again, I understand the translation between putting a filling in the mouth or putting a dental material in the mouth and how can this affect the health of this individual long term. So low-level exposure causes autoimmune problems, and now they're actually showing statistically that their tests that they're running on Alzheimer's disease patients, and they're seeing high levels of heavy metals. Also, heavy metals connect to depression, fatigue, insomnia, high blood pressure. The other thing that they would want to go to a dentist such as myself, because I'm very much in tune to inflammation, as I shared with you, and the correlation between periodontal disease and also how can this affect the liver and the heart. And the last, which is very, very important, is blood pressure, because blood pressure is sort of a red flag for other health problems that can be possibly manifesting itself. And so an individual may just have something as simple as numbness or dizziness or headaches, but that may just be sort of a light to some other deeper medical problem that they may be dealing with. So again, because of my skills and my knowledge, I can actually look beyond the teeth and then look to the individual.
So you can actually discover what the problems are, but are there things you can do to treat them or to straighten them out or change them or what have you?
Both. I can actually do both. And many of the things, because I listen to my patients, and I think that's another important thing, is listening. Listening to what they're experiencing to and sharing with you. And so because of my hands being very therapeutic, many times they share things with me, and I will very quickly within 30 seconds go to the cranium, place my hands on the body, again, because the brain is electric, and allow that to lead me therapeutically to what that individual is experiencing. And I've had patients within 1 or 2 minutes I can share with them health things that they're dealing with, and they're always amazed at how I can give them information without tests. But again, I use my hands in order to allow the body to bring to me what the individual is experiencing. And that's the power of cranial therapy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to know if you have a way that people can reach you in the event they're interested, like I am, in coming to San Francisco to have you see what you can do for me.
Definitely.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do have a website. It's Teresita at teresitadean.com.
And would you spell that, please?
And that's Teresita at Teresitadean.com.
Okay. All right. And for people who don't use the computer, how would they reach you?
And the other is my phone number. I'll give you my phone number. It's 510-522-0878. And again, it's 510-522-0878.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Teresita Dean, for sharing your story with us, and we wish you many blessings in all that you do. I do look forward to coming to San Francisco. We have a chapter of the National Congress of Black Women there, and I'd love to see you when I come. And if you feel so moved, you can go to our website and see what we do and also become a member of our chapter there. So we hope you'll think about it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I've learned so much from you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll be talking with Brother Kanye Vashon McGee from Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
Back to Celebrating Truth.
Welcome back to Celebrating Truth. Again, I'm Faye Williams, your host. And Brother Kanye Vashon McGee, I am delighted to have you. And I know that we met through our mutual brother, Dick Gregory, and the two of you are always so filled with so much information that we don't often hear on mainstream media. So I know we're in for a real treat as we talk about healing the inner city. How are you, my brother?
Well, listen, I thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. And that's exactly what I'm designed to do, to help people to wake up.
Wonderful. So let's get started right away. I wish
I have a suggestion, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Since I've lived all or parts of the last 10 decades, I thought maybe if I ran through briefly a minute or two of each decade, that would give the audience a rough idea of what I'm into.
That would be helpful. You go right ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, should I start right now?
Oh, yes. Oh, we're ready to hear you.
All right. Well, listen, my name is Brother Kanye Vashon McGee, and if I forget to tell you how you can contact me, just Google my name, Kanye, K-A-N-Y-A, McGee, M-C-G-H-E-E.
Okay. We're going to ask you that again at the end, too.
Yeah, because if they Google that, they'll get everything we've done for the last 50 years.
All right.
And I was suggesting that maybe a quicker way to, share the information we've been gathering is to go through the fact that I've lived through the past 10 decades, all or parts of them.
I'm going to let you talk until you turn it back over to me.
Okay. So the first decade that I lived in was the 20s. And as a matter of fact, it was I lived on a little narrow street in Cleveland, Ohio. It was East 85th Street, right between Quincy and Central, if any of you know anything about Cleveland. But anyhow, it was a nice little quiet town. This we're talking about in the late 20s now. And so everybody was kind of poor. But at the same time, we had a semi-nice house, even though I lived up on the third floor, which we called the icebox room, because it didn't have any heat vent up there. But there was a beneficial flavor to living as a two-year-old boy in an ice-cold room, but nice warm blankets all around you. I used to get visions, you see. I used to be able to see what my mission in life was, and then I would actually even get visions of creatures walking in front of my face, like a gypsy woman, then a Chinese, then an Indian, then an African, then an Englishman, and, I wondered what that was. And I finally found out about 10 years later when a psychic told me that I was looking at my own past lives. So I was born remembering about 10 of my own past lives. So anyhow, that's where I am in the 20s, having these kinds of visions and having the vision of knowing that I had to do something pretty heavy on the planet, which is what I later developed was the Tree of Life Bookstore and Education Center of Harlem, you see. And so now if we go through this, that's the 20s real quick. The 30s was a very heavy incident in my life. My mother died in 1933, and I was so connected to her, you know, connected. She never hit me. She always was loving and sweet and all like that. She was an angel, you see. So when they told me that she was dead, I said, what do you mean? I was just talking to her the other day. Well, she's dead. What do you mean? I don't know. What is death, you know? So I went into a deep depression for about maybe 8 years, thinking that my mother, my sweet mother, was dead. But then I found out, I stumbled into a book that told me a little while, a moment of rest upon the wind, and another woman will bear her. So then I began to understand that there are two aspects to everybody. You see, you have two selves, but they're not the same. One is a flower, and the other is a flame. Now, the flower is your physical body, because it's beautiful, and it grows and looks nice, and then it gets old and dies. Now, that's your physical self. Now, your God self is the flame. And it burns like a flame in your sun center and your solar plexus. And there's something in you that knows everything. And so our job was to help people to remember. So you have a flame side of yourself and a flower side. But if you ask the average person to describe himself, 90% of them describe the flame side. I mean the physical, the flower side. Now, so anyhow, what we had as our task was to help people to remember, because something inside of you knows everything. So we did that all through the 30s and stumbled upon a couple of books. One book was very beautiful. When I was about 15, I got a copy of The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Oh, that was a very heavy book, because that's the book that let me know that my mother was not dead, that she still lives. She's this beautiful spirit. So in any event, we stumble on to the 40s because time flies by very quickly. And the 40s was a period in which I essentially, they were attempting to dumb me down in the public schools. I found out later that the policy of the Council on Foreign Relationships, which dictates the policies of the schools, it actually to dumb the children down. I stumbled upon a woman who worked in the Department of Education under Ronald Reagan. And she said she accidentally discovered the fact that the whole purpose of public school education was to dumb you down. Her name is Charlotte Iserbyt, I-S-E-R-B-Y-T. I urge that you check her out on the internet yourself. And the other brother that says the same thing is John Gatto, G-A-T-T-O. So anyhow, this is why the internet is so useful, because I can give you a lot of information. You can check it out yourself. So anyhow, I was dumbed down all through school, the elementary school. I went to A.J. Rickoff on Kinsman Avenue. It was a drag. Nobody, you know, they weren't talking about anything. Then I went to junior high school, Empire Junior High School, and it just didn't seem right. The stuff they taught me didn't turn me on or nothing like that. And then I went to high school, and I figured out, well, I'll get some heavy information now. Glenville High School, nah, that didn't do any good. See, at the particular time, Glenville High School, and I lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And the area where Glenville High School was originally called Jewtown, but black people began to move into it in around the 30s or the 40s, and so then it now changed into the Gold Coast. So I was in high school with mainly Jewish kids. Very interesting, too, because I began to understand that Jews are serious people. They're business people. They take care of business. They don't mess around. I ran into one kid. He got himself the Encyclopedia Britannica when he was 9 years old and read the whole book. So when you had him in class, you better know what you're talking about. So anyhow, what we've begun to what we have begun to do is bring the kinds of information in the inner city schools that causes the young children to wake up. See, skipping ahead, that's what we did in the 1970s. We went to Harlem, New York. At that time, 1969, 80% of the young people going to school were dropping out. And I said, oh my goodness, there ought to be something you could do about that. And when I analyzed the situation, I discovered that most of the children in schools were bored to death as I was bored to death when I was in school. Now that I know that they're initially planning to dumb me down, so I then had to begin to get into my own information. So therefore, the books that we selected for the Tree of Life bookstore on the corner of 125th and Lenox were books containing information that something inside of you knows, but you don't know that you know. See? So you can ask an average person, he'll say, well, I know I have a physical body. And then I say, well, do you have a spiritual body too? Yeah, yeah. It almost comes as a surprise to people that they do have those bodies. Now, you can interject anytime you like, doctor, because I'll just run on. You know,
I know you have a lot of information, but there is something I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I know that black people generally have a fascination with astrology, and
right.
And Africans have always, you know, been interested in astronomy. Now, I don't know a whole lot about those two subjects, but can you explain that North Star bit?
I'll be happy to explain the whole thing.
Thank you, because I know, you know, we have so many things in church, and
yeah.
We've had newspapers and everything called the North Star.
Yeah, I had a lucid dream. A lucid dream is when you're in touch in your God self to the universal knowledge of everything. And my lucid dream tells me that the signs of the zodiac are a reflection of the division of energies on the planet Earth. And there's a correlation between the four races of mankind and the four seasons. And then if you break it down further, each sign of the zodiac corresponds to a different racial group. And so what I discovered, that the people that were setting up the teaching programs for the black community were of the other vibration that turned the kids off. Then I further learned that this wasn't accidental. Not only do they dumb down the children in the schools, particularly the, you might say, the African-Americans and the Mexican kids, you see, but they also fix it so that, this story is almost too heavy.
You know, we want to hear it.
Yeah. See, when you drop out of school, the brothers drop out into the streets, and
mm-hmm.
they drop out into where there's drugs being distributed. And I found out who the major distributor of drugs in the whole world is. Guess who that is?
Not black people.
The CIA.
Oh, I see.
And we ask people, don't take my word for it, check up on your computer, CIA distributing drugs in the world. And there's a whole lot of information on there. So anyhow, the brothers drop out in the streets, and then quiet as it's kept, the Bloods and the Crips get in a big turf battle and start to kill each other. Now, that's also part of the plans. Let's get rid of these people.
Is that a way to depopulate us or something?
That's it. There's a way they are planning to get rid of 90% of the people on the earth.
Wow.
Right here in Georgia, there's something that's called the Guidestones, in which they have in huge granite monuments. The plans are to only have 500 million people on the earth, and to dumb down the population, and the whole thing is right there in granite for you to read. So you can go to your internet and check that out. But so in other words, they've got us set up to get wiped out. And so we now are beginning to wake up to that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, none of it is by accident. It's all done on purpose. But in any event, maybe you have a couple other questions you wanted to ask me.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm always conscious of my birthday at this time of year. Actually,
yeah.
Tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, you're a Sagittarian,
and
right?
I sure am.
Oh, you know what the key word for Sagittarius is?
No, what's that?
I see.
Yes, I'm saying it all the time.
Yes, exactly. You say what it is all the time. And not only that, you're doing it because, see, you have the capacity to see into the invisible world. You have a very active... are you familiar with the Akashic Records?
With the what?
The Akashic Records.
No, how do you spell that?
A-K-A-S-H-I-C.
Oh, tell us about it.
The Akashic Records refer to a band of electromagnetic energy that surrounds the Earth and keeps a memory of everything that has ever happened in the million-year history of the Earth. Isn't that heavy?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there are people that can tap into it. For example, you ever hear Edgar Cayce?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, Edgar Cayce was America's greatest psychic, and that's what he did. He tapped into the Akashic Records, and he could answer any question that you put to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing about it, there's a law in the universe that says the law of correspondence says as above, so below. See, that's why astrology works.
Yes.
So now, if there's a band of electromagnetic energy surrounding the Earth that records all information, guess what? There's also a band of electromagnetic energy surrounding your body that knows everything. You know what that's called?
No.
That's the aura.
Ah, mm-hmm.
A-U-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
The aura is a force field of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It extends out maybe 6 or 8 feet outside of your body. That's why you can feel people's vibes.
This person, you're attracted to them.
Exactly.
Has something to, yes.
Uh-huh. Some you're attracted to and some are you repelled by, you see.
Yes.
So anyhow, we had the information that was so beautiful that the young kids loved it. They started in 1969 with 2 students and I only had $75. And we sat out in front of 125th and Lenox with a card table full of all these beautiful books. Oh, and it grew from 2 students to where we had 15,000 a month used to come into the Tree of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it heavy? We had a free reading room. We had, 7,000 different titles from them to choose from. And we had classes on herbology and yoga and meditation and Tai Chi. And, oh, they loved it. They loved it. The young people, the old people, everybody loved it. And guess what our friendly politicians did?
did they try to destroy it or take it away or something?
They just tore the building down and bankrupted us. And
wow.
That's a vacant lot there for 22 years.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like they needed the space for anything.
Well, no. Here, the game is, I told you, they're planning to get rid of 5 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
And the energies I was putting out in Harlem would encourage people to grow and expand. They don't want black people growing and expanding, especially in Harlem. Harlem is the most beautiful community in the whole city. It's
mm-hmm.
got the broadest streets, it has all the subway stations, it has all the bus stops, it's close to the airlines. People that live in Long Island and drive 2 hours to come to work every day, Harlem was 20 minutes from Wall Street. You see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So under those circumstances that they're planning to get rid of black people anyhow, and the fact that we are occupying the best section of New York at all, so
mm-hmm.
that meant that the politicians who do the work of the, the Lord Masters, they tore our building down and bankrupted us.
Yeah.
Now, we should have sued them, but
mm-hmm.
we had a Bill Kunstler was our attorney, and he was one of America's best attorneys, but then something funny happened, is that the other attorney I had, which I gave all the information to, was besieged upon by the powers that be and told to forget everything. They said,
okay,
I wanted
to go back to the horoscope. What's the value of knowing something about your horoscope?
Okay. Well, see, there are 3 things you can learn from a horoscope, you see. Number one, when I was growing up, I was about 16, 17, and somebody told me about a horoscope. I said, oh, come on, that can't make any sense to that. Listen, 6 billion people on the Earth, 12 signs, that makes 500 million people exactly like me. I said, no way. But then I found out, there's more than just the sun sign. There's the moon sign. And then there's the rising sign. And then there's Mercury. And there's Venus and Mars. So by the time you get all of those planets hooked up to be exactly like they were when you were born,
yes.
It takes 26,000 years for that to happen. That's why each of us is so unique. And as we begin to understand that, it's a brand new world. See, from a horoscope, you can tell the assets you were born with, you can tell the liabilities you were born with, and you can tell your mission in life. Now, what could be more important than that, especially with today's children that are so lost, including the adults, too? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of jobs, hey, one of our aims was to not to create jobs, but to create entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
you see, because I'm my own boss. Nobody tells me what to do. Of course, they told my building down and bankrupted me. That wasn't too friendly. But at the same time, I have enjoyed every minute of the Tree of Life starting in 1969 up to today.
Well, you know, I tell people that all the time. You know, some people say, well, you know, when you're getting older, you're just looking forward to being sick, and then the next thing is dying and whatever. And I said, that's really not true about me. As the years have gone by, I have felt better in my life than ever before. And I just think in terms of all the positive things that happen in my life, you know.
Well,
so.
See, that's why you're an old soul. That's true. I mean, you're like the indigo children that are being born today. You can't tell the indigo children all this negative stuff. They don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you see the capacity to make the world a beautiful place. You can feel
okay.
it.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I know we're going real quickly, but incarnations, past incarnations,
right.
People have often told me, like, I've had at least three lives, and, you know,
Justin, you have an infinite number of lives.
Okay, now, okay. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that?
Go to the computer and type in reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that it's the major thesis of all the religions in the world. Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows, and the Cherokee Indians put it the best way. They say there is no death, only a change of worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then at the same time, all the religions teach reincarnation, including Christianity, but they took it out of the Bible in 552 A.D. Emperor Justinian and his wife Theodora were the ones that declared reincarnation to be anathema. But it's real. And I know... See, I've experienced, have you had a near-death experience?
Oh, I think so.
All right, tell me about your near-death experience.
Well, it's just that, you know, you think it's a dream, I guess, or that's the way I thought of it, and I remember one time, I never told anybody this, but once this little bird just came to my window. I mean, there was no real bird, but it just seems this little bird came to my window and was just calling me and you know, and talking to me. I know people are going to think that I'm weird, but it was almost like a force just pulling me away from where I am, and I thought at that time I was like about to cross over, but... you know, I mean, obviously I'm still here, but it was just a funny thing, and there was just seemingly such force with it. And then just suddenly, you know, there was like a letting go, and I felt like I was awake, but I don't think I was.
Well, actually, you were into the etheric world of, you see, there's a funny thing about time. In our Western world, we think there's a past, the present, and the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incorrect assumption. There's only now. See, if you do things now, they get done. But you can't do them other than now. If you say,
mm-hmm.
well, I'll do it tomorrow, well,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow when you do it, it'll be
it's now. Yes.
So you uh-huh. might as well use this now instead of that other now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because really that's what causes people to put off doing something. Now, a lot of people would love to start opening up a little business like this, and I want to open up a franchise teaching people how they can begin to do a business based on their own particular talents, you see. Now, we've had, for example, a sister came into the Tree of Life, and she was interested in astrology, and I said, why don't you teach astrology? She said, oh, mm-hmm. okay. And, you know, she turned out to be the Essence Magazine's astrologer for 25 years.
Wow. You know, I wish more of our people would understand the importance of what you just said about entrepreneurship.
Oh,
because
yes.
We get all this high-powered education, and then we just get a paycheck for ourselves. It seems to me we're being a traitor to our race when we
exactly.
do that, and we don't help to provide jobs in our own community.
Exactly. See, well, like I say, we're coming into a new time now when everything is going to be sort of smoothed out for us. Now, there's a force of people. They're running the universe, you know, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, you know,
mm-hmm.
those chaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are soon going to be completely out of power.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that because a lot of negative things have happened to be behind those rulerships, yes.
You know what those guys did? They actually amassed amassed about $3 trillion of mm-hmm. our good taxpayers' money, and mm-hmm. since 1960s have been building underground cities.
Oh, yeah, that's going to have to be the subject of another program. I want you to tell us about this. I'm going to have you come back.
Okay.
But before we go, I want you to tell us a little bit about what do we do about all this prejudice and divisive thinking that we have, even against our president, when everybody should be pulling together.
Right.
They're doing everything they can to tear him down. What
right.
can we do about that?
Okay, well, see, one of the things we do is teach people to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
If you be, as they say in the Bible, be still and know that thou art God. And when you do that, you have an altogether different appreciation of how the universe is put together. You don't see yourself as male or female or black or white or red or yellow or big and skinny or fat and tall or whatever. You see yourself as an incarnation of the universal powers of harmony and love. And see, when everybody begins to feel that way, black, white, red, yellow, it doesn't make any difference. You're only black because you live close to the equator. When I was in South Africa, I noticed that the people that live close to the equator, like the Ghanese people and the Kenyan people, they're very dark. And the people living further from the equator, hey, even the South African people, when I went down to check with the Bushmen in South African Kalahari Desert, they were light-skinned, you see. And then if you go up to England or to Norway, all the people are white because, hey, the sun hasn't shined down on them, you see. So that's mm-hmm. what it is. It ain't a matter that white is different than black is. We're all different manifestations of universal energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, before you go, I want you to give your website again.
Okay.
And how people can reach you. But in addition to that, would you just sort of tell our listeners about a few books or websites we can go to get more information on what you're talking about?
Yes. Listen, I have got a catalog, so if you... I'll give you my phone number, or I'll give you my email address, or you can call me or write me, and I'll put you on my catalog, my email catalog list. Plus, I have a ton of information I can share with you. Now, I can give you one place now that'll blow your mind. Just go to www.divinecosmos.com. Divine Cosmos, that's COSMOS.com, and you will hear the story of the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce in the form of David Wilcock. And that's super book. And then we have some other books. We have the Children's Health Food Book that lets children know what's going to happen to them if they eat nothing but a lot of sweets and candy. They're going to get big and fat, like walking down the street and looking like a tub of lard, because people eat the wrong foods. You all eat mucus-forming foams, milk, cheese, all that stuff. Ice
mm-hmm.
cream, oh... So in any event, we have books telling you about what to eat, how to meditate, and how to recognize who your real self is. And there's a book called The Finding of the Third Eye, which tells you there's a gland in the middle of your head called the pineal gland that knows everything. And if you access that, then you don't have to ask me anything. But unfortunately, most of it's calcified now. Because when you eat a lot of milk products, milk is like the glue. What color is Elmer's glue? Elmer's glue is white, isn't it? What makes Elmer's glue? The Borden dairies. So that means the cow's milk is glue. And that's why so many people are constipated, and it causes your pineal gland to calcify and not work anymore.
I am so sorry we have to leave at this time, Brother Kanyu.
Yes,
as I said, we do have to have you back to talk about some of these things.
Okay.
And we're just so blessed to have had you for these few minutes because you've got such a wealth of information.
Yeah,
again, thank you so much.
Google my name. Have them Google my name and you'll find out everything.
All right, and just spell your name for them.
KANYAMCGHEE. And peace and love and many blessings. I certainly enjoyed talking with you.
And peace and love to you. Love you, my brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. We have one more guest who's going to be on for just a moment, and our next guest will be Ms. Evelyn Clark, a member of the Prince William Virginia chapter of the National Congress of Black Women. We'll be right back with her.
Welcome back to Celebrating Truth.
Thank you so much, Corey. And we want to welcome our final guest for today, Ms. Evelyn Clark, a member of the Prince William, Virginia chapter of the National Congress of Black Women. And she has been nominated as her chapter's Member of the Week. Hello, Evelyn. How are you?
Good evening. I am well. Thank you.
Well, I hope you know that you were selected by Dr. Jean Simpson, the chair of the Prince William County chapter of the National Congress of Black Women. She nominated you to be Member of the Week, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And she told us she nominated you because of your great responsiveness to a task you were asked to do in the chapter, and she says you follow through with it. You follow through with the task that you were asked to do. Even when you just have a little bit of time to prepare, you still get it done. And like so many, she says, we are busy people with lives outside the organization, but if you say that you're going to do something, you bet it's going to happen. And Dr. Simpson also says, we're very proud that Evelyn is an active member of the chapter, and we look forward to a great year in 2012. Tell us a little bit about what you do in your chapter of the National Congress of Black Women.
I just joined the chapter in July, so that was my first meeting with the ladies. And we were looking for a place, a venue for the December meeting. And I had told her I will take the responsibility of finding the venue and notifying all of the members. So within 2 weeks, I was able to get the venue, email everybody. It was a brunch for our meeting. And I think she was looking at the fact that I was eager to go ahead and take care of it.
Well, that's certainly wonderful, and again, we want to applaud you and just say congratulations to you. We wanted to bring you on and introduce you to our listeners. Again, thank you, Evelyn, for being Member of the Week of the National Congress of Black Women.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, and we salute you from all the members of the National Congress of Black Women around the country. Thank you very much. And to our listeners, we encourage you to join as members of the National Congress of Black Women. When you look around your community and you think about service at its best, we want you to say that's got to be the National Congress of Black Women, because we are truly women who are making a difference in our community. So join us by calling 202-678-6788 or go to our website at nationalcongressbw.org. Also join us each week at 7 p.m. on Sirius XM Radio for the Mark Thompson Show, Make It Plain. I have the honor of co-hosting the Wednesday segment on women. Plan now to be with us next year for our annual awards brunch, when we will again meet in Washington, D.C., Sunday morning, September 23rd, 2012, following the Congressional Black Caucus. We have a lot of great information on our website, so check out the website at nationalcongressbw.org. Take a look at some of our projects like College for Kids and Young Ambassadors, sponsored by our friends at Comcast. And I invite you to read some of my weekly news articles, as well as firsthand information from the White House, on our website at nationalcongressbw.org. Again, we thank our listeners and our guests for spending this time with us on Celebrating Truth. We're brought to you by the National Congress of Black Women, and we invite you to become members or donors of the National Congress of Black Women. Call us at 202-678-6788, or you may join or donate to our community service projects at nationalcongressbw.org. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at CTruthProducer and join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, type in Celebrating Truth, and you will find us there. Remember to check out the National Congress of Black Women and the great work that we do around the country. On our website, you'll see Urban Radio 2000. While you're on that site, we have great music there. And if there's no chapter in your area, just call us at 202-678-6788. That's 202-678-6788, and we'll get one started. And that's it for Celebrating Truth today. Have a blessed week. We'll see you next week. Invite your friends to join us every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.